Brilliant, Jeeves, brilliant. Sometimes, you know, I amaze myself. Satisfactory outcome, then.
Alas, sir. It was not long before the subterfuge was exposed. It became apparent that there were two Mr. Woosters, one known to Sir Watkin and one known to Mr. Budge. You were therefore forced once again to become Mr. Finknottle. Until, that is, the arrival of Miss Bassett, who, not realizing that you had been posing as Mr. Finknottle, contrived to reveal your cover. Whereupon, in a burst of improvisational ingenuity, you assumed yet another identity.
Who did I become this time, for heaven's sake?
Mr. Little, sir.
Bingo! I see. Oh, pretty swift thinking.
Indeed, sir. There was just one small fly, though, in an otherwise unsullied ointment, sir.
Don't tell me.
The arrival, of course, of the real Mr. Little.
Grief!
Whom you hastily persuaded to assume the identity of Mr. Finknottle.
I see. So, if I've got this right, Jeeves, I was now...
Mr. Little, sir.
Bingo. Whereas Bingo...
was Mr. Finknottle.
And Gussie?
Mr. Finknottle was now Mr. Wooster, sir.
Well, what could be simpler? Practically anything you care to think of, really.
Fortunately, sir, a deus ex machina was about to arrive.
Thank heavens for that. Who?
Me, sir.
Oh, re-entering the narrative, you mean. Splendid.
Modestly, I believe there was some small cause for celebration, sir.